Aloha mai kakou. Greetings to all. As members of the Church of the Crossroads since 1964, Clara and I are grateful that this church, the first interracial, multi-ethnic church in Hawaii, has historically been a witness in the community for peace and social justice issues. And in recent years, a greening congregation in caring for the creation from a Christian religious perspective. We are also grateful that our ohana can also worship with Crossroads members and friends from across the continent during this time of the COVID-19 crisis, and especially during this 200 years commemorating the first pioneer company of American Protestant missionaries from New England to Hawaii on March 30th, 1820. To be sure, the Protestant missionaries bringing the message of Christ to the Hawaiian population was a mixed blessing. There were much good being done by the first missionaries in providing education, social welfare, and introducing the concepts of neighborly love and aloha, democracy, and a stable government. However, some of their descendants carried on the American and Western economic and political policies of that time to benefit the privileged, wealthy, and powerful. And to some degree, the concepts of institutional racism. Of the borough's ohana, I can share that my Hawaiian ancestors became Christians and were able to integrate their Hawaiian culture and traditions with Western Christianity and democracy. A great-great-grandfather, the Reverend Stephen William Kikuewa, was one of the first Hawaiian missionaries to Micronesia. An uncle, Mitchell Paoli, was a lay minister on Molokai and known as the honorary mayor of Kanakakai. My daughter-in-law, Shirley Coney Burroughs, great-great-grandmother, Laura Coney, was a loyal member and financial contributor to Kwaha'o Church, as well as a member of the Queen Liliuokalani's court. A memorial plaque is placed in her honor at the back pew of Kwaha'o Church. In fact, the ancestral Coney family sold about 600 acres of land in Kapolei to James Campbell to start his sugar plantation. Both Clara and I were students and members of the Honolulu Bible Training School established by the Hawaiian Board Missions in the 1920s and 30s to provide future lay leaders and ministers. We have continued over the years as Christians in the communities we have lived in on the continent and in Hawaii. As members of Crossroads, we have served on the various mission teams, particularly the Nurtured Mission Team and the Peace, Justice, and Stewardship of Creation Mission Team. As a member of this team, I have actively promoted and advocated for the establishment of the Crossroads Greening Congregation in caring for the creation locally and naturally, by incorporating the Judeo-Christian theological concepts of being stewards of the vineyard and the Hawaiian concepts of aloha and malama aina, as well as the ecological concepts that all living things are part of the web of life throughout the planet Earth, the solar system, and the universe. At Crossroads, we have and continue to have good environmental stewardship practices and programs. It is also the founding member of the Hawaii Interfaith Power and Light and collaborates at the local and national levels with other Christian, interfaith, and secular environmental groups to be stewards of the creation. I encourage you to participate in the communities in which you live in on environmental sustainability activities and growing food to ensure that Crossroads remain a presence and a viable entity in the community. We as members and friends also need to make a financial commitment to this church to support its missions and or contribute our time, energy, skills, and talents to serve Crossroads on its mission teams, helping with Family Promise, the Fall Fair, opening and firming workshops on the Kukua teams, and the Greening Congregation Service Projects. As this invitation extended to you, please prayerfully make your contributions and monetary and or through your time and labor. Shalom and ahui ho malama pono.